Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome back. Friday Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce. What's on tap? Of course, brought to you by Side Pockets at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler, where their Friday lunch special is a quarter pound hamburger or cheeseburger with fries for $5.95 or specialty burger with fries for $6.50. That's today at corner of Kellogg and Tyler at Side Pockets. What's on tap? We'll have our front man, Final Four trivia, or Cindy O'HRO Twitter question coming up on Monday as the Final Four duking it out right now. The Masters we have to look forward to. We'll talk about that in the next segment. What happened in round one, what we can look forward to in round two, and how all of our picks did. It was kind of similar. We each nailed a couple,
yeah,
and one of the ones that we thought would do well didn't. It was really
well, and the one that I picked to not do well was sitting there. Phil Mickelson is sitting there pretty good, so
yeah. And I picked Adam Scott to not do well, and I don't even know how he did. But we'll look at the scoreboard coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Of course, all those guys that we picked from though had decent odds to win it, so. And it was a compressed field. I think that's something that I either failed to point out or forgot. There's only like 87 guys in the field to start with, as opposed to like 120 or 30 on a regular tournament where you got to lop a lot of guys after two rounds. But anyway, we'll talk.
Is the Masters the most likely of the four majors that you'll watch the most? Or is it the U.S. Open?
Wow.
Which one typically do you watch the most of?
I'll tell you the one I watch the least of is the British. We've talked about my disdain for the British.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, is you got to get over that.
No, I'm
just because it doesn't look the way you want it.
It doesn't look anything the way Augusta does. You got to give me that.
Well, what does?
Right.
What looks like Augusta? God's sakes!
I'm telling you. All the stories that I keep hearing about. There was an account exec that works here at Intercom that went the first couple of days, watched the practice rounds, and came back with hundreds of dollars worth of swag, and which is great. But he poked his head in before the show started and started telling, you know, what it was like and some stories and stuff. And it's just every story that you hear from people that have been to the Masters are all the same, and they're all fascinating to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I've got to somehow find my way to Augusta to take in a Masters. And not just me. I think even just a casual golf, either fan or somebody that likes to play.
Sure. Well, it's like Dorothy going into the Emerald City, isn't it? I mean, really.
I mean all those crazy analogies.
Magical place.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a kid going to Disney World. You know, a grown man going to Augusta and watching the Masters, you just get a little bit goofy and a little starry-eyed. And
well, there's no one that ever goes to Augusta that comes back and says, eh.
Right. I mean, right. Nobody's like, that wasn't all that.
Nobody's ever like, overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was okay. Yeah, you know.
Right.
Everyone is exalted in their praise.
Yeah.
So.
That's right.
That falls into the category of, you know, we're all, I mean, everybody's right.
Well, that's why it's nobody a bucket dissents. List.
Sure.
Bucket list things aren't overrated. That's why they're on the bucket list. Okay, the final spot to be secured in our final four of frontmen, which has been up for some debate for the last three or four days. And now that the final four to pick from to become the last four, now it's revealed who I didn't include in these 16.
Oh,
because
dear.
The final four for today, which of these four, who's the baddest ass frontman? John Lennon, Roger Daltrey, Geddy Lee, Robert Plant. Those are the four.
Wow.
Now, since we've revealed,
dude, you did a really good job on figuring out these 16.
Well, and another spoiler: my personal top four are all going to go to the final four.
I'll be darned! Yeah. So you nailed it.
I nailed the top four, I guess.
Now is that a product of engineering there?
No.
I mean, were you funneling those four into your dream final four?
Well, kind
maybe.
Of.
Maybe. Yeah.
Kind of, because I seeded all 16, and and like I said, I put 1 and 16 in the same one and 8 and 9 in the same one. Okay, so number 1 was Bruce Springsteen. And
gotcha.
Then I think 8 and 9 was Ozzy and David Lee Roth. I don't know. But without putting the numbers next to their name, yes, their pods were like NCAA tournament pods. And so Robert Plant was my number 4, and he's up against number 13, John Lennon. And Roger Daltrey's number 5, and he's up against number 12, Geddy Lee. And Robert Plant is winning right now 40% to 33% over John Lennon. Now, some of the front men that didn't make the list: Bon Scott from AC/DC, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, Vince Neil, Eddie Vedder, Iggy Pop. Jeff on Twitter points out Steve Perry, James Hetfield, Kurt Cobain, Dave Mustaine, all guys that didn't make the list.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's impressive in and of its own.
John Bon Jovi.
But how do you argue?
I know.
How do you argue with any of these guys?
And that's the pat please. On the back you get when it's like, well, okay, you're going to bump out Roger Daltrey from The Who? No.
Right.
You're going to, I don't know, maybe you trade out Geddy Lee with, I don't know, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. Def Leppard's going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, I mean, you could make an argument that Joe Elliott would be a 13 or a 14 seed in this tournament. Eddie Vedder, I mean,
yeah.
What's wrong with Pearl Jam?
Well, you know? Nothing.
Nothing.
Not one darn thing.
Yeah. And now, Kurt Cobain not getting in versus Jimi Hendrix getting, and Jim Morrison both getting in, I can see the argument if you wanted to get mad at me for that, because they all died way too soon, and so the longevity part doesn't come into play with Cobain, Hendrix, or Morrison, because they all died before they were 30 years old, right?
Sure.
So,
of course.
But when you're talking about iconic frontmen, I didn't quite see it with Kurt Cobain, simply because
no.
He wasn't that kind of
I know.
What do you call
I know.
Him? You know, what do you call it that he had? He didn't have it like Jimi Hendrix did. He didn't have.
I
didn't think he had it like Jim Morrison did. But that's
Kurt Cobain. It was bigger in death than he was in life.
I would tend to agree, and most people
that's
would throw rocks at me for saying that. But
and
I'm
I know
you
that, and I totally appreciate that. I really do, but. And there's some, and that phenomena in and of itself needs to be examined. Well, why is that? Okay, I would listen to whatever the results of that argument might be, but I didn't think that Nirvana held a candle to Pearl Jam, and they were both born out of the same kind of movement at basically the same kind of time in the same city. By the way, Robert Plant, you get high fives all the way around, Sports Daily listeners, because, you know, you got to go back to Led Zeppelin. I mean, and that's taken, you're going back a ways there.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And John Lennon is a kind of a slash with Paul McCartney,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I mean, so that's a tough one right
and
there. It, I mean, you know.
You know, same way with Bon Scott and Brian Johnson both not making the cut
exactly.
with AC/DC. AC/DC's been around forever, so.
All right, stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.